Commentator John Ridley found some inspiration in a different sport, football.
It was looking to be a bad week for black men up top. Brothers ascended to high places. Over the weekend, there was Obama's shameful Embrace the Change, Your Sexuality tour, emceed by gospel singer Donnie McClurkin, who says God delivered him from his homosexuality. Time Warner had to deny rumors that CEO Dick Parsons might be on his way out. And now CEO E. Stanley O'Neill has gotten the boot, or the golden parachute, at Merrill Lynch. It's a tough way to start the week with black men of supreme achievement caught up in scandal, rumor, and shakeouts. Then I sat down to watch my Packers play the Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football, and during the pregame, ESPN ran a piece on Packers receiver Donald Driver. Now, his is a sports story so classically wonderful, in the hands of even the best Hollywood writer, it'd be nothing but cliché. Donald growing up with absolutely nothing, not even a roof over his head. Raised by a single mother, he made some mistakes, some serious mistakes, but he turns himself around and he vows to lift his family from poverty. He gets a chance to play pro ball, he makes the team, and now he thanks God for every catch he makes, knowing what every catch he makes means, that he's able to provide for his wife and children. I called over my young son and I replayed the segment for him. At the end of it, Donald Driver begins to cry. Nothing major, not like Ellen DeGeneres over a dog. Just a single tear from one eye. Now, whenever my boys get one of those little injuries that are constant afflictions of youthful males, a scrape to the knee or a bump to the head, when they begin to tear up, I tell them to quit it. Strong black men don't cry. I don't say that to be tough on them or to inject them with some fake sense of racial strength. I want them to understand they can't grow up whining about every sharp elbow they run into in life. But there's Donald on the flat screen crying in HD, and my son says, "I thought you said strong black men don't cry." To which I reply, "A really strong black man always cries when he's talking about how much he loves his family." There are, of course, millions of Donald Drivers out there. They quietly go about their business of being strong black men. It's unfortunate the media tends to focus on black men when they're acting like, or actually being thugs, or only after a Gin of Six type miscarriage of justice. So thank you very much to ESPN for delivering a powerful reminder, and to Donald Driver for being a strong black man in a week when we could use a few.
You can find John Ridley's blog, The Visible Man, and join the discussion by posting a comment at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.